Secretary Rice says Iran and Syria are backing terrorists and militants against Israel as part of a larger campaign against the spread of democracy in the region. Rice spoke on CBS's Face the Nation program from the Group of Eight summit in St. Petersburg, Russia.
I absolutely see that Syria and Iran are playing a part in this. They're not even trying to hide their hand. Syria has held press conferences for Hezbollah, and Iran is the major financier of these efforts. And Iran and Syria, like these extremist elements, Hezbollah and Hamas, don't really have a future in the different kind of Middle East that the president and his allies are building.
Another administration official, White House counselor Dan Bartlett, speaking on CNN's Late Edition program, predicted that efforts by Iran and Syria to destabilize the region will backfire.
What we're seeing now is, in an unfortunate circumstance like this, a clarification, a drawing of the lines between those forces that are for peace and stability and those who are not for it. And what you're going to see is further isolation of the governments of Syria and Iran, and more people joining the moderate forces, and that part of it is a hopeful sign as we move forward.
But some argue that Iran has been emboldened by the inability of U.S.-led forces to quell violence in Iraq. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright spoke on ABC's This Week program.
There's no question in my mind that Iraq has diverted everybody's attention. We are overstretched in terms of our troops. We're doing a terrific job. I do think that Iraq is turning out to be a huge disaster, and with many, many unintended consequences, one of which is the fact that Iran has gained more and more influence and is in a position to be helpful to the Hezbollah in a way that it was not before.
But Secretary of State Rice dismisses any notion that Iran sees the United States as weak or overburdened.
It's going to be a different kind of Middle East, and it is going to be a Middle East, by the way, in which there is no room for the kind of extremism that that Syria and Iran represent. That's why they're striking out. It's not a matter of weakness. It's a matter that they believe we're going to succeed, and they're determined to stop it. We're determined that they won't.
In the past, Hezbollah leaders have acknowledged support from Tehran. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.